Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the 42nd week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 111. Question 111. But what does God require of you in this commandment? That I further my neighbor's good where I can and may, deal with him as I would have others deal with me, and labor faithfully, so that I may be able to help the poor in their need. Over the past few months, a new term has arisen among the business community called ghost quitting. Ghost quitting, as explained by Forbes magazine, is when an employee doesn't actually quit, but stops doing their job at a peak level. Ghost quitters do just enough to keep from getting fired. They offer a mediocre work product, and they mentally disengage from their work responsibilities even when still on the clock. But while we have all known such people, and at times have perhaps been such people, or even now are such people, this attitude is not compatible with the teaching of the Scriptures to those who are to labor as unto the Lord. For something rarely taught, but most certainly found in the Scriptures, is that when we labor under hire to another, we are to do so to the glory of God. Our work product, our attitude, is to reflect our faith and our service not only to those who pay us a wage, but to God Himself, who uses such people as the means to provide for us the things we ask of Him. As Paul told the Colossians, in Colossians 3 verses 22 through 24, bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service, as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Thus are we to labor faithfully, as we confess, for our labor is ultimately for the Lord and not for men. Our work product and our attitude while we are at work are reflections of how we fear God and serve the Lord Christ. We are not to try and look like we're working to fool our employer or fellow employees. We are to work with sincerity of heart. We are not to do just the bare minimum as a way to get by, but we take Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 to heart, and whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. We are to do this, regardless of those who are set over us as employers. We are to do so regardless of our conditions. We are to do so not complaining about our boss, but as Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:1, let all who are under a yoke as bondservants regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. As believers, our attitude toward our boss and our diligence in work are both a reflection of the gospel of Christ at work in us, and to slacken either is to bring dishonor to the name of the one who has saved us. To slacken either is to run the risk that the name of God and the teaching might be reviled, which we are to avoid at all cost. As we are told in Colossians 3:17, there is a different way. Rather than be ghost quitters, there Paul says, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. To live as believers before a watching world is to both confess Christ in word and show forth the righteousness of Christ being worked in us by our deeds, our work, our physical labor. Yes, we are to do deeds of love and mercy. Yes, we are to do acts of kindness. But in the labor God has given us to do, in the work that he has set before us, we are to do it with all of our might. We are to do it as unto the Lord, that we might truly bring honor and glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.